and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome everybody to our February 5th Commissioners Court meeting. Let the record reflect that all the commissioners are here. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask that you please rise and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Commissioner, would you lead us in a word?
Would we come in?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you.
You're the commissioner now.
I'm definitely not.
Yes, sir. Okay.
You about to have your good day. Lord, thank you very much for the day that we can come and just another day we may serve you. Father, go with our decisions today. Give us guidance in all that we do. And just to keep in mind that we serve the people and the best decisions we can make. In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, sir. Item number four.
Good morning.
Public comments. Mr. Ray McCuffin.
Thank you, Judge, Commissioners. I just briefly wanted to touch on item number 22. And I know I've talked about it a little bit before, informally with the court, but
I'm gonna write that on your, you didn't put, say what you was gonna talk about, but
I'm sorry.
I figured that's what it was. Go ahead.
Anyway, I just want the court to understand that I know you have money in the budget that y'all are gonna hire an IT person, but you also have to look at what the fully burdened cost of that is. And so even the fully burdened cost doesn't tell you the exact cost of what it's gonna be for an IT person, because they'll probably have to have a laptop, they may have to have software. And really, to be an effective IT department, you need some effective software where they can log in information about what they did, and all this kind of stuff. And that's what a full IT organization that does maintenance as a whole, that's what they do. Everything's logged. They tell all the details about what they found and everything. But it's bigger than that. They build a knowledge base of everything. And so if they're out there maintaining, I'm gonna say 10 different counties, they probably run into the problem you have already. And so there's a big benefit to actually having an outside organization help you with some of your IT maintenance. That's all I got to say.
Thank you so much. Is that the only one?
Mm-hmm.
Item number five, announcement, possible discussion of items of public or community interest for which no action will be taken. See the sheriff here. I got one for the sheriff and one, a couple of the constables. Judge, are you likely to see the constable?
Yes, sir.
If you mind, that'd be the quickest way for it to get to him, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, send that to me. That one lady girl's a dispatcher.
You think you can get that to Ray?
Oh, yeah.
Constable Atchley?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anything else under item number five that we need to discuss or bring to the public's attention? Let's see. All right. Item number nine. Discussion item to acknowledge completion of open meetings training by Commissioner Crystal Dumney and Commissioner Precinct 3 and Commissioner Luke Sweeney, Commissioner Precinct 1. Y'all already gotten, 24 hours?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Good.
Not near enough.
Y'all passed the test. Good job. You're going to be in a couple of weeks. We'll be getting some more hours. So we're going all going to Bryan College Station to the V.G. Young Institute. Some of it may be a bit redundant, but it's all right.
Yeah.
It used to take me two or three times before it all settled. But appreciate y'all getting in there and getting that behind you right off the bat.
Which stuff was this?
Item number 10, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve First Amendment for Crown Castle Tower License Agreement. The last time we met, I think we expected to have the agreement from the ESD board. And we didn't actually have it in hand, but it had already been approved, I believe. So
for the tower,
we approved it, and then once they presented it, I signed off on the memorandum of understanding between the county and the ESD. And we had an old tower up there, an Oakhurst radio tower, and it was leased in 16. It was 3-year lease. It renewed for 2 more years and then another 2. But the agreement technically expired in 23, and then we're steady paying on it. And then at some point, my understanding is the crackheads stole all the wire that goes up the tower that connects the radio, rendering it ineffective. And anyway, at some point, we decided to terminate the agreement. Well, the ESD has seen some value in bringing it back to, in other words, paying the back payments or the payments that they missed since then, and then getting the agreement back in effect. And they're gonna, we've signed it's sort of an interlocal. They call it something else, a memorandum of understanding, and they're going to make most of the payments. There's $5,700 involved. They're going to pay about $4,000 and something, and then we're going to pay $1,700. I don't know where they come up with that number, but that's what the court agreed on. And we were just going to operate under the old agreement. Well, somebody has generated a First Amendment to Government Entity Tower License Agreement. And that wasn't talked about too much.
No.
I don't really have a problem with it. It renews. It says co-location agreement beginning the day immediately following the extension's expiration date, which shall automatically extend for one additional renewal period of 5 years unless customer provides written notice to Crown of its election not to pursue the term 90 days prior. the agreement that we've already signed with the ESD says it'll stay in our name, but we'll make the payments and they'll immediately reimburse us. But I don't have a problem. Commissioner, it's up in your precinct.
I don't have a problem, Judge. I'll make the motion.
I'll second that motion.
All right. I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner Mars. I was just wasn't comfortable agreeing to this because we didn't talk about this. Any other comments or concerns? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. Fifth day of February. 25. I did ask them why didn't we just let them assign it directly, and they said, "Oh, you'd have to have new studies and new this and more costs." And I said, "Well, I don't really understand why, but we this is the way we went." Let's see.
Well, they say it was a new $15,000 startup fee if they went new with it,
yeah.
Or something like that.
Yep. Yeah, I don't really understand that.
The same tower,
contract.
The same stuff that's on the tower that's already there. Really.
I've been a lawyer for 40 years, but that sounded like something some lawyer come up with. I just say.
Trying to get his fee.
Yes, sir. 2520.
Boy, got a nightmare right here. I'm not going to say.
Item number 11, consideration, discussion, possible vote to present HUD Section 3 presentation for the Texas CDBG County's CDB230314 grant. Langford Community Management Services. How are you, young lady?
I am good.
Yeah.
Thank
good.
You for that, young lady. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here. And there are some of the commissioners I haven't met yet. It's nice to meet you. I'm here representing Langford.
Tell everybody who you are. The public don't know who you are.
I am Kathy Bennett, former mayor of the city of Ivanhoe, and have dealt with Langford for a long time. And I represent them on a part-time basis when they're not able to make it. Judy called me this morning and said that she had an emergency, so asked me if I could come over here and talk to you about this. I've done this a lot because we've, you know, as mayor over there for 8 years, we went through these TDA grants. You've received a $500,000 grant for TDA, and part of that is having to comply with HUD Section 3. And what that is, and this doesn't require action per se today, but what it does require is that the county commissioners understand that Section 3 has to be abided by. Langford will be overseeing all of that process. This means what Section 3 is about is utilizing the funds basically in areas where it's low to moderate income, hiring companies that use low to moderate income employees, etc. And so in part of what you have to do today is be aware of the fact that Langford will be overseeing those details, and that all of that is complied with, so that you can receive the funding.
The county, a lot of times, will apply for these grants, and we're kind of like a pass through. We do the we sponsor it, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done a lot of these in the past for various nonprofit water companies, and I believe that's what this is all about.
It is.
For the Point Blank Stevens Creek Water System. I don't remember specifically when we had this on the agenda to do this, but
it's probably been a couple of years.
Yeah.
Everything takes forever nowadays. So
yeah.
You're probably quite a couple of years.
I got an email like on a freeze on some grants and stuff. Is that on this as well? Did you get that email?
I got that email yesterday.
I didn't see. I was on the bench, so I didn't see that. I hadn't read that email.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the same, but there was a temporary freeze on all the grant fundings, and that could be.
Okay.
But this is just to assure you that whenever it's in operation, Langford is going to make sure that all Section 8 or Section 3 requirements are.
The grant writers make sure, that's part of what they do.
Right.
And what they get paid for, to make sure we comply with all the federal rules, including the Section 3 laws and Davis-Bacon and all those different federal regulations. That's why they get the big bucks, because there's tons of paperwork with these projects, so.
Well, and part of the requirement is that the court understand that these are the rules. So this is a requirement.
We do understand that, Ms. Bennett, but the question that I have, these projects are going to be bid out through y'all for the water company, correct?
Right.
And they will be opening the bid. Do we still have to, as this court, do we still approve those?
Once the company is chosen, the bids are.
By the water company and y'all.
Then we have to approve it.
That'll be brought to court.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's a joint operations. I would entertain a motion to approve this.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Sweeney. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Unanimous. 5-0. Thank you so much. Anything else?
The next one's ours too.
Okay. Was that Kathy with a C or a K?
C.
C, okay. I guessed wrong.
Well,
yeah.
Most people do.
Number 13, consider. No, wait a minute. Right. Number 12. Consideration, discussion, possible vote for approval to submit the 2025 multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan to Tietam and FEMA. Now, hazard mitigation plan is long in coming. We've had a number of these over the years, and we've had them since they were started requiring them, and this is one, probably about the fourth time I can recall during my experience that we've had to redo it. They make them to expire, and you have to
they need to be update
periodically. It's not like we have a whole lot of different hazards out there to plan for, but every once in a while there is, and you need. Anyway, the state likes them to be updated, so we have to update.
Right, and commissioners should have received by beginning of January the hazard mitigation, the final draft.
Money mitigation.
And
just tiny little document here.
Yeah, and I'm sure that everybody's read every word of that.
It's almost so big a circus dog can't jump over it, but it's got lots of good information in here.
And the thing about this, you have to have that hazard mitigation plan in place in order to receive any grant hazard mitigation grants. So everybody's required to really have one. The final draft was sent out to you at the beginning of January, and what we need to do today is approve the final draft being forwarded to Tietam. It goes to Tietam first. Normally it takes about 2 weeks for them to turn around and
somebody's got their phone on. Can y'all turn your phones off? I can't concentrate with all that Zydeco music going on or whatever it is. Go ahead.
Anyway, so right now what we have to do is approve submitting this to Tietam first. And they go over it, and Judy was telling me that it usually takes about 2 weeks for them to approve the draft. And then it goes on to FEMA, and they approve the draft, and then it comes back to you for adoption. Right now it's just approving the submittal.
Right.
And then the adoption will be via resolution once Tietam and FEMA has approved.
A lot of work's gone over into this over the last couple of years, it seems
five
like.
Or six.
And the grant writers and the emergency management and all the commissioners and everybody involved. And this is the proposed finished product, and we have to send it up the chain and let FEMA and Tietam look it over, and hopefully they won't have any problems with
it. This is once every 5 years, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly, but Tyler,
we set this class, I was on part of it, and
I'll make the motion to submit.
Well, you tell us, you're the last one to go to class, huh?
See, with it, no, it, what I would just make a recommendation is that, yeah, I don't sit around and read through these kind of deals, you know, as the judge does, and so he knows it by heart, but I just,
Yeah, I got it memorized.
That's why he's judge, right?
Yeah, but I would recommend that when we make the changes, just highlight the changes, so I can go, I mean, next time around on the deal.
Yeah.
And that way I can just look in there and go, oh, this is the only change on it, because, I mean, you can't find them in here, though.
I know, and that's why I was saying.
You're right, so you'd have to look at the old one and see, but, and kind of have a working knowledge of them, but just hang out here with us. You'll get to that point, yes.
But that's why it was sent out first January, in order for y'all to look at it.
Yeah, it's been floating around for a month and a half.
Right. I mean, it's still a big animal.
And like you say, Judge is the one that's the expert on all of this.
Yeah, right. Anyway, did I get a motion?
You did.
I have a motion by Commissioner Nutino.
Hey, I got a quick question, hold on. We heard anything on our mod money? I don't know. I was hoping Ms. Langford or someone that works for Ms. Langford would have been here, could explain something to me. I know the judge told me and the commissioner, Mr. Nutino, told me a couple weeks ago they went to a DECOG meeting in St. Augustine and they got a brand new shelter built with the mod money, and we was named in a disaster and they wasn't. And so how does our mod money, how's it possible we've been waiting 6 years and we still haven't really heard anything on our mod money? I don't know if you would know anything about that.
Not really, but Judy is on call. If you want me to give her a call right now, she'll.
No, I'd like to, y'all can get those answers.
Send them to us, email them or.
Yeah, okay. I'd like to get this passed and move on with the docket,
okay,
but that is a good question because we were the Sensen County got hit right in the nose with Harvey, and we were the most seriously affected county in the whole DECOG region. And here we are. He's right.
We had six years at least.
On those particular funds, we haven't received a nickel, and they're having meetings in nice 10,000, similar facility to this. But, you know, and good for them.
Isn't
but,
that building next door part of your money?
That was EDA.
No, ma'am.
EDA grant.
No.
Okay. Well, I'll ask Judy to contact me.
Appreciate it. Just pass the message on.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
Thank you.
I have a motion by Commissioner Nutino, a second by Commissioner Dominey. Any other comments or questions? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it. It's unanimous.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
I don't see any stickies on here, so I guess I don't need to sign anything. You're just going to send it up. Right. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate all your hard work on that.
Yes.
Well, you probably need to thank Emmett for the hard work he did on it.
Yeah, because he's the original one.
Oh, they did lots of, and Michelle, I think Michelle has done
probably the majority.
Gobs and gobs of work on it. We appreciate that. We've had a number of meetings, and the courts met on it and identified potential hazards, and I hope everything that y'all had on your mind is in there. If not, it's not too late to.
Where's your picture at?
But well, and it's, the reassurance is that it's going to be Tito now, and they approve it. If they approve, everything is, it's good. So
that is good. If something happens out there and. Hey, remember we told you that we needed something over here on McCoppin Boulevard, and it's right there in the plan. So, yes, ma'am. Item number 13: consideration, discussion, and possible vote to show a movie on the courthouse lawn. This would be targeting families. First date would be March 22nd, 2025. Approval for the second annual motorcycle rally on June 7th, 2025, Harvest Reach International. Mr. Lee?
Yeah, good morning. Congratulations to our new commissioners.
And our new sheriff. You got your certificate.
New sheriff.
Sheriff, we presented those.
Sam
That's from
Houston.
The governor.
Yeah. the war rally that we did last year, the motorcycle rally, was really a great success, even though the floods came and the shelter was full. But we had about 1,200 bikes came through.
Oh, wow.
And it was a really, really awesome, very orderly, very well done. The city was very impressed with the whole thing, the mayor, and they came out. And so this is our second annual, and we want to get you guys to approve that. That would be May the 17th.
There'd be a change of date on there because it's going to be May the 17th, only because of some of the other things that are going on. In the
versus the March 22nd?
Sir?
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, May the 17th. That's because...
Does that involve using... You mentioned the shelter was full. Well, we had a flood.
This thing is an emergency
shelter, and if we have the Pope coming... And for a certain date, and there's a hurricane blows in, well, the Pope's gonna have to deal
right,
with.
Yeah.
And
no, we won't
he
be
can
using
come in
shelter.
And bless all those that have been removed from their house by the flood and all. But
right, yeah.
But
we'll be using the Civic Center. We're also with the Chamber of Commerce. We're both board members of the Chamber here in Cold Spring.
Can you? I know you guys, but I don't tell them the congregation. Who you are and what you're doing.
Yeah. I'm Mark Harrison with the Chamber of Commerce, also with Harvest Reach International, and we do the motorcycle rally here and a few other things. We're also part of the Christmas on the Square and that kind of thing. So we also have a church here. It is a unique church. It is a biker church, and we meet at Shifter's Roadhouse on Sunday mornings at 10:30, and we have a lot of folks come of the element that would show up at a regular church, God's doing some great things there, so we're excited about that. So,
exactly.
Okay, tell us about the movie. That was the first thing. What about the movie?
So the movie we're planning on starting March 22nd, and we're wanting to give that towards families, and doing that on the lawn at the courthouse. And not sure whether we'll do the front of the courthouse facing the main road or do it on the back. Still trying to figure that out.
March 22nd, is that a Saturday?
That's a Saturday.
Yes, sir.
And it's free. There's no charge or anything like that. So
is that a day when, you know, we have regular schedule things going
right on?
I hope
it'll be in the evening where those, I think there's something that's going on that ends at 4 o'clock on that day.
Yeah, so it'll be after, of course, you know, it's a movie, so it'll have to be
at night.
We'll
at night.
On the
get
table,
a little dark.
Yeah, y'all, of course, you know, to coordinate so everybody don't show up at the.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, good deal.
Mark, I assume y'all got porta potties and all.
We will have. We'll have a couple of porta potties out there.
Clean up is all on you guys.
And we leave it better than we got it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
we always
last
do.
Last year's motorcycle event, I think, went real well. Like that.
Yeah, it went really well.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno.
I'll second that.
Second by Commissioner Dominey to. Have the movie on the courthouse lawn on March 22nd, 2025 in the evening, and the motorcycle
this next
event
one, yeah,
on yeah. May 17th, yeah, 2000. And I think I'll be on a little cruise that day. I hate to miss that, but anyway.
The cruise or the movie?
My wife run me off if I miss the cruise. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
Thank you for your guidance.
Thank you guys. Yes.
Y'all have a good day.
Okay.
Item number 14, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the cooperative agreement with Kelly Hoot for disposal of dirt and debris. Commissioner Natuno, I think... that was quite a gully when you first started this agreement.
When we first started, it was, and it's a pond that was along the road, right at 190, Highway 190, so I've been just backing up there and dumping where I can't back other places at other times of the year when it's wet, so.
I'll make that motion.
Right on 190, very convenient place for you to disinherit or whatever, get rid of debris material that you'd have to haul much more far distance.
I'll second.
Have a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Dominey. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 5-0. You got one with your signature already on it, or you?
No, my signature's not on there, Jerry.
Yeah, the one I got is.
Oh, is it?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What is this? Is this something else?
Yeah, that's the next one.
Yeah, that's
one.
The city.
The dirty dirt. I turned to the wrong one. It looks good to you, right?
It looks good to me, yes, sir. We just changed the dates. And I don't remember which DA drew this in local up. Would have been before Trapp. So.
Probably Countess or Bill Burnett. Or.
So we've been doing it that long.
Is he still Countess?
All right, we got to get this thing to Miss Hoot. Item number 15, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve interlocal agreement with the city of Point Blank. Governor, how are you this morning?
Pretty good, boss.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, I don't know if the city's going to approve it, are they?
They are.
Oh, they are, huh? So we all, well, three of us have cities in our precinct, and we all kind of do them a little different, but I just charge the city $500 a month, and then whatever material we use is separate. So it's a pretty good plan we have to help the constituents of the county. So
is that a motion?
I would like to make a motion in that fact.
I'll second that.
Have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner Mars. Any comments or questions? You said three of the cities. I heard they were planning on incorporating Maynard here the other day. I'm just kidding. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0. You want to sign yours or you want to sign mine?
It doesn't matter. You can start down there and then I'll
all right. Come down and sign. All right.
Doesn't matter.
Item number 16, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the proclamation declaring the Cove, a.k.a. Forest Cove Day, on February 5th, 2025 in Sanderson County.
The proclamation.
Judge, actually, Judge Gibb came to me and Forest Cove had came to her and wanted her to create a proclamation to read at their event Saturday. So she said, well, I can't do that. So she contacted me and I got the Your Secretary Tracy and we came up with this proclamation.
You know, it says 50 years. I guess that's about when I thought it's been there longer than that, seems like. 50 years is,
this is from
1975, I guess.
Well, that's Mark's on it, isn't it?
Yeah. I lose track. Time flies when you're having fun.
So I'll make that motion to approve the proclamation for Forest Cove Day.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno.
I second it.
Second by Commissioner Sweeney. Any comments or questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. Let me
So what time does it start Saturday? 8 o'clock? 10 o'clock? You don't remember?
Noon.
12 o'clock.
Everybody will start getting there about 11:45, bringing their side dishes, their main dishes, and it'll kick off at noon and go to 3 and have games and
free food.
Free food.
Marco. Fritz will be
bring,
there.
Supposed to bring a dish, though.
Fritz will be there.
Friday, free food, yeah.
Saturday.
Speaking of, it's not free, but we go back to while we're signing on number five, Friday is our annual Go Texan event right here in this building. $100 will get you two ribeye dinners for you and your sweetheart or whoever. It'd give you a chance to win that Polaris Ranger and several other items. It's a great time to come in and help buy, maybe buy something at the auction and help support our youth of the community. And big event Friday at 6 o'clock, 6:30. Of course, I've been told I've already bought the winning ticket, but there's always those secondary prizes. So. No, we've had, you know, it's not like somebody wins it that nobody knows. Commissioner Bonds won it, Mr. Leisner's won it, Brother Heflin has won it, Jan Robinson won it, worked at the title company for years. I mean, it could be you. I mean, good. You look good.
So just buy the ticket. It don't matter if you go or not, just support it.
That's right. That's right.
That's all that matters. If you don't go, you don't go. Just buy and support it.
Has that thing made it back down?
That's the way you know, I look at it.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry. Y'all be involved in this year. Y'all get a bunch of cards and letters up, Fritz.
Yeah, right. it's a great event. Great event. Does a lot of good for the community.
Where's that at?
Item number 17. And you had four or five. I consolidated a bunch of them, put it all into one thing, and I tweaked the language just a little bit. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to declare as surplus or salvage. Now, you'll have to tell us which ones are junk and which ones you want to sell, but a heat seal laminator, GBC heat seal H300 SAX. SJC asset number 0687, model H300-120V, serial number PLT8382, Adele Inspiron 3827 computer tower. I'm going to dispense with the asset numbers and all the serial numbers. A Gradall model G362G3WD. A Magnavox TV with VCR and DVD player. I imagine that's a stem winder. DVD, do they make them anymore? The best way to do this would be, is it all surplus or is some of it, or salvage? Or salvage is stuff you want to, it don't have any sellable value. If it's usable, like that Gradall probably got some parts.
You got a part left on it. Dragon Cross for salvage. Or gift.
It come from me.
Yeah, I got it from him.
It come from 3C too. I promise you it's junk.
You hooked him up, huh?
I've got a kind of mind back.
Laddie here. Needed for parts.
Now we picked it clean, so we just going to drag it.
Well, big and heavy it is, you still get something for the weight, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But some of it is, some of these things are probably just like that Magnavox TV. I made this going in the dumpster, I would say.
$25. That TV.
There's some computer people. You can make a good deal on this Inspiron 3827, mister. It was probably bought when you were commissioner 40 years ago, huh?
4 years ago?
Wait, 40. I said 40. Just try. I'm enhancing a little bit. Yeah. All right. Can I get a motion on that?
I'll make the motion we dispose of it.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars.
I second it.
Second by Commissioner Mattuno. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
Hey, before we leave off there, Tuesday we're having a big cleanup day over at the
DPS
station. So if y'all want anything out of there, you better come because it's gone.
What's in there you want? Yes, I've been over there.
Is it stuff that's already been declared?
Yes.
We voted on this back in
Yeah, a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, when all the rain started.
As long as it's already been declared, I mean, you're rolling back, giving them one last chance. If there's an old roll around chair that you're about to get.
I'm just telling you, because I tell you what's going to be done Tuesday morning. If the sheriff's going to help us out, I don't know if he talked to DP or Mr.
Jolly
about it. I don't know if DP's talking to y'all about it.
He's talking about free labor with striped suits on.
I think we can help.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank y'all. Maybe y'all want an old chair, an old desk. There's plenty of them.
We got a lot of old stuff already.
I think some of this stuff's been there about 15 years.
Well, that's the way it is when we spend taxpayers' money on things. We're very careful about throwing something away that might have a little bit of use to it. So we end up with a pile of stuff out of trying to be frugal and all that good stuff, but at some point you need the space for whatever, and so we can pile more junk in there.
Yeah,
right?
I think there's three buildings that are full. Three buildings plus outside.
Yeah.
But it'd be clean. It'd be clean Tuesday.
Yeah, because storage is important.
It is.
Item number 18, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve variance for tracts 1 and 2, 81 D. Allen Lane, Cold Spring, survey file 2501-0012, Gonzalez, from Washburn and Company.
So I see there's lots numbered here, if we're looking at the same plat, right? 29, 30, and 31?
Yes.
Is it a platted subdivision?
Is that a platted subdivision?
I believe it was. Is it not stated on there who it's in?
If it is, you ain't got that all that.
Is it platted subdivision?
Yeah, platted. Oh, who is it? East.
Well, then I got to look back in here.
It says Evergreen Estates. I've never heard of that. It says an unrecorded subdivision.
There you go.
So it's not an approved subdivision. So.
Had it been a platted subdivision, you would have to do some different things besides variance.
Yeah. Being two tracts of land totaling 1.9 acres in the Barry Beasley, all that certain 1.9180 acres. Evergreen Estates, unrecorded. People, I guess, just jump up there and get a surveyor to draw them out a plat, and then they don't even bother recording it. That really puts the people that buy the lots in a jam, because we have no record of it, no permits are gotten. I mean, but this may be, I don't have any idea how old this is. I mean, even like the city. City of Cold Springs, Oakhurst, Point Blank, and they were platted. It's not a new concept, like in the 20s or teens, and they're recorded. You know, the plats were kind of crude. I mean,
I think the city of Shepherd's, there was township in 1880s or something like that.
So,
yeah.
And it may not have all the technical information and easements, but they'll write all lots are 50 foot wide down
sure.
there, so you know, or whatever, and
sure.
things. That's they did it a little more simplistic back then. But you all right?
So we're combining lot 29 and 30,
that's
and
right.
leaving lot 31. Is that what we're doing?
They're selling 31.
The original land lots 29 and 31 is an unrecorded subdivision. And he's.
Why don't you come up here and talk to us?
So it is a recorded or unrecorded subdivision. The plat for it
is
not even legible. You can barely even see it.
What year was it done?
When was it platted?
I'm not for sure. Like, it's old, but it's like you can't even barely even read the dimensions on it. Everything's been done by legal descriptions.
V. Allen, this is in Evergreen over there across the river near Robinson Place down there. You turn down Denson Allen, and I guess V. Allen's one of them. That's probably I'm pretty sure this looks like some the late Terry White's work. Y'all know Terry. He put in a lot of, he put in a few unreported subdivisions back in the 70s. And
is this for Ronnie Elliott?
No, it's for, so originally, when we originally surveyed this property, it was for Jonathan Johnson, and he had 29, 30, and 31. All the lots were already surveyed together. And then he sold it to Gonzalez. And then they're wanting, their house is on 29 and 30, and they're wanting to sell 31.
That's what I realized, yeah.
Well, I'll be happy to make the motion to grant the variance, but it's already divided. I don't know why we're...
Keep doing it.
Yeah, if it's already got field notes for it.
Well, it's never been approved by the court.
Well, I'm just saying I'll be happy to make the motion. I just don't know why.
I'll second.
Well, does what they're doing, I guess, it's 100-foot, the lots are... Well, that front, that lot that they're getting rid of, it looks like it's got 90 foot of frontage. Is that A. Jackson Lane? Is that a county road or not?
It's on A. Jackson Lane and on B. Allen. It's on both.
Well, at some point, it changes the name, apparently. I'm not even sure if it says 60-foot right-of-way on V. Allen and 60-foot right-of-way on, how'd you determine that?
That's what they show on that plat that we have, on the one that's barely legible. Like, you can hardly see it at all. And then on the legal descriptions,
I don't have
it with me. Yeah. I can get a copy of it. But.
Evergreen Estates. I thought what Terry did was more like 10-acre tracks. I know on further back down that road, he cut up some 10-acre tracks. And 10 acres, you don't have to have a court approval.
There's some, the farther you go down B. Allen, there's some 5-acre tracks.
Yeah.
Farther down off of there.
But you don't have any idea when that subdivision was, it's not filed, but I guess you just have to chase the deed back to see when the first one was bought.
Right. Everything that we found on it, it's all done by legal descriptions. And it calls it out as
meets and bounds.
I have meets and bounds here that we did for it.
Well, you said legal description.
Meets and bounds.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. Yes.
So when you do the deed, it doesn't go back. Your deed, your legal description doesn't go back in the history deed and say when it was first done?
Ours doesn't. Well, I mean, I can go back and track it back farther. That's what we had to do.
I thought you might have it right there.
Okay, when Gonzalez bought it, you say they bought it from, what was his name? Java Johnson. Was it described in those deeds as, you know, as separate tracks?
It was 29, 30, and 31 when he bought it.
When Johnson bought it.
I guess if it's been bought and sold with those old descriptions, I think that's what the commissioner's saying.
Yeah.
It's already separated out. Whether how it got that away, if it's been done long enough, it's sort of grandfathered, I guess.
Can you put it back in the bottle now?
Yeah, it's still like a legal description around it. Like, there's still meets and bounds around it, but it's still...
Oh, this backs up against that Wheeler track over there. Wheeler sold parts of his, and we've approved some variances out of that Wheeler property on the back side.
Right.
Looks like both sides of the road was this Evergreen Estates. Who made the motion?
Mark.
Commissioner Natuno. Who made the second?
Ms. Dominique.
Who?
Yours truly.
You, okay. Commissioner Dominique?
To the right.
Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No heartburn from?
No, sir.
All right. We'll stumble up on a few unwritten, unrecorded subdivisions. I don't really know why they didn't do that. Well, I got my ideas, but the ayes have it, it's unanimous 5-0.
I appreciate y'all putting that road in those lots every time. Even though this is not my precinct, it's going to help somebody in the future,
right,
when there's an issue.
Yeah, we have several that have them that go to the center line of the road, so we can show them how to.
Item number 19, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the declaration of salvage of a broken item located at Precinct 3 Road and Bridge, to wit, a heater, 150,000 BTU, serial number 164983. Commissioner Dominic? That's the shop here?
Yes, they use it to heat the compactor.
Oh.
It doesn't work. They said that. I'm going to take your word for it.
So, excuse me. Oh, man.
All right. Can I get a motion here?
Junk, I'll make a motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Marsh to declare it as salvage.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Sweeney. Any comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0. Item number 20. I don't know if there are any, but consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve necessary actions for purchases under the Operation Lone Star grant. We just put that on there so as we're working through the grant, if you have things that you need to get approved, this will be how to do it. I don't have anything in my file, though. What you?
Mr. Jolly, who y'all going to put over this? Who's going to be the one?
Jack Dean, the chief of police of Cold Springs ISD, is going to come over and work for us.
Okay. So he's going to be the guy kind of submitting all in, making sure that everything.
No, he's going to be the captain over.
Oh no, that's not what he's.
Everything's going to be coming through me, but yeah, he's going to be the captain.
He was trying to make sure that there's a lot of communication with the people that's going to be paying for it and submitting the bill for reimbursement.
Yeah, that's all I was
asking.
That's
what we're worried about.
Okay. Well, that's all I had.
What I submitted to y'all is that.
Listen, if you get this ahead of time, it'd be very helpful to so they can have a chance to look over it, because there's an unwritten rule that if we don't have any backup, I sometimes don't even put it on the agenda. But just.
Okay.
So that doesn't ever blow up, and I'm just telling you now because this is how we do it. But this is simple. I mean, this is great.
What y'all have here is two of the products that we require to have for that grant. We have three patrol cars with the same equipment y'all approved last time. For the other patrol cars, it's the same equipment. But for the grant on that, for the three cars fully equipped out, is $232,299.18. That's the bid for the three cars for that grant.
Is this off the buy board?
This one's off the tip. Tips.
That's something similar to the buy board.
Yes, sir, same thing.
We just
approved that deal. Good. That's good.
This here is the K9. The second one is the K9 car because it's a little different because it requires different equipment. If y'all notice, it's just a little bit. The equipment on that one is $28,000. On a standard car, it's $22,000, so it's a little bit higher for the K9 car because it requires.
Yep, the cage is a little thicker, so Pluto can't chew through it.
It has an AC unit, it has an air.
No back seat.
Blower and all that stuff for the dog so the dog doesn't die, suffocate. It also comes with an alarm system that the sergeant and the handler has, so to let you know if that air conditioner quits working while the dog's in the car.
Do we have a dog for the car, or are we going to train one?
That dog will be mine, sir. I haven't got that yet for you. I'm doing it piece by piece. Okay. And but we will have a dog and a dog handler for that unit also.
Yeah, Sheriff Rogers had an old bloodhound named Buford.
Buford.
That was our... Remember old Buford?
Oh, yeah.
So just for clarification, these are the items that are on the actual application that was submitted.
That is correct, sir.
So everybody knows that this is just not something y'all dreamed of. This is something that was submitted before.
Submitted.
And yes,
this is what you're going to have to
find
about.
It's the same equipment y'all already approved.
Yeah, this is on the Lone Star.
Yeah, this is on the Lone Star grant.
Okay.
Also, cool. Just to give you a heads up, on the two items that we're purchasing, you know, the equipment and the cars, that leaves me $21,000 left over for miscellaneous items that we may need. Plus, if not, I'm going to use it to help, because we're also buying radios, which is another part of the grant, and I may end up having to use some of that.
Radios?
Funds. Yes, sir, because they require us to buy more radios.
Was that in the grant?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But the money that they allow may not be just quite enough, but I may use some of this other money to help go with it to get
cool.
it. So just to let you know that we didn't even spend the allotted amount of money for the cars and the equipment. It left me $21,000 left over, which I'll end up using for the radios.
Sure. All right. Good job.
I would make a motion to
approve that.
Approve the purchase of this. Where are you going to pay for it first from?
You want
to create an account
that.
To track it?
Yeah.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Morris to approve the purchase of various items of 2025 Ford Police SUV with all the various equipment installed as set forth on here. How many vehicles is this for?
It's total four, sir.
Four, and the total amount, $232,299.18. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0.
I didn't want to overburden you with every little screw and item that they're putting in, but I have an itemized list. But I didn't think y'all needed the whole itemized list.
So I only had one question. This is just me. You know, we bought Tahoes before, and now we're switching to Ford. Is it like a preference thing?
No, sir. It is actually the Tahoes are on so much back order.
Okay.
That if we want to wait forever.
I'm just saying it just makes things so complicated.
Yeah.
You've got this one and this one.
Yeah, the only deal is the Chevy is so backed up that to get the Tahoes. If we ordered them now, we might get them at the end of the year or something like that. So that's what they told me. They said, no, we can't get you.
Because I thought they said that EcoBoost, they didn't like that when they had them before.
Yeah, well.
But that's all you can get, I guess that's all you
can
get.
Well, and then these are the 2025, and it's probably a little different. I surveyed with other agencies that are buying, and a lot of them are going to the EcoBoost.
Well, the last time I went through the precinct barn the other day, there was green and red and blue and all kind of different colored tractors. So you're getting the best thing you can find that you don't have to wait from here on out.
That is correct, sir. So we don't have to wait for
it. I don't care which one. I just like to see the same thing so we'll know what we're getting and what we've got to work with.
And also with this 21, I'm also hurt by the striking, too. Anything I left over, you know,
And I hear a rumor about a van maybe y'all thinking about giving to the maintenance. Did I hear a rumor about that?
I am in the process, but, you know, not ready yet to
ask y'all. But I heard a rumor of that. That's good.
Yes,
I'm glad to see that.
Our van keeps breaking down, our jail van, and we only have one, so we can't be transported.
It was got through a grant when we first got the thing years and years ago, back when Ned was a pup.
But if you do that, I'm just saying I'm glad to see that.
But let me tell you what
working
we're gonna do.
With each other.
I can tell you, if you got a minute, I'll tell you. We got a car that was totaled. We got a check for that for $40,000. I'm going to sell three more cars that are just sitting in there that needs to go. Take that money. And hopefully, I'm going to try to scrounge up enough money that we don't have to come up with any more money to buy the jail van so we will be able to. Because it's basically just a van
be cages.
With a cage in the back. Okay, so it's not like the van has to be.
I rode that thing to Dallas.
Yes, so I bet that was a fun ride.
I was in the front.
Oh, okay, yes. I was saying, was that a bad weekend up there in Dallas or what?
I was in the front.
Hopefully within the next month, I'll be able to bring that to y'all, you know, for the new van, what that's going to cost us, and then be able to use the money from the other sales, because we're getting rid of two of the Ford Explorers that we got right now there.
Chief, you got anything else on this? There's $1 million point two that you got to spend by August.
I'm going
to
bring it next week.
Okay.
Might as well put your own meeting. I'm on the agenda for next month.
This deal just stays on the agenda until we spend all the money.
I'll be here next month for you, sir.
I just want to make sure we keep up with it. That's all I care about.
And I got something for your next agenda when we move to it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Item number 21, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve County Emergency Operation, EOP, which is the basic plan and all ESFs. ESFs, they used to call them annexes, but the state's changing, trying to streamline how all the counties do plans. And because the plan is about like this, and then there's every letter in the alphabet, an annex for
huge.
Transportation or communication or for shelter or for this or for that, and they're pushing this. Well, go ahead. I don't want to steal your thunder. Go ahead.
There's no thunder still, Judge. You got it. The ESFs are emergency support functions now. It's what the state's been operating off of for, I believe, a couple of years now. FEMA went to the ESF, so that's really where it's coming from. It's coming from the feds all the way down. It just kind of streamlines things, condenses it. As you were saying, the old plan fits two books like what the judge has there. Now this is the whole plan. Put the stuff back off on the agencies that they know what they need to do. We support them. When we can't get them supported, the state supports us to support them, pretty much.
Well, I remember way back when 98 was my first year, and back when we were writing plans, you went on the internet and they basically had the forms they wanted to use, and you downloaded that. Because I didn't know that at first, and I thought, my gosh, they're just handwriting all this stuff. These people are, not that they weren't brilliant, but I'm like, they like you to use their format. So, and that hadn't really changed. But
no, sir, they provided the
streamlined it, I guess, is for lack of another better term.
Definitely streamlined. They supply the software. We go in, plug in our stuff, it spits it out. You sign it, we send it to them, and hopefully they send it to FEMA. It's almost the same as that HMP thing. It's sent up the line.
That's what we did.
That's what I'm going to do.
Well, I was talking to Judge McGee. He had written one of the annex, Annex H, for what the JP's roles are.
She's so good at stuff.
And you're just not going into quite as much detail with this document. You have policies that we have in place, and I don't know about y'all, but some of us have been through four or five hurricanes and disasters over the years. And
too many.
I don't know if the first thing you do when the storm blows in is, where's that book? What do I do? I mean, you've been there, done that, and you know what to do, and this is some guidance to, in case you run into something that you hadn't done.
Start swimming and cutting through.
Yes, it just lays the groundwork.
Okay. So during its preparation, I guess we've been working back and forth with Tiedem, and they've had some input.
Yes, sir. Tiedem has.
He turned around and looked at the one who'd done all the work on it. I see.
Yes, sir.
Is that right, Michelle?
Yes, sir.
Mostly prior to my arrival.
EOP, that's Emergency Operating Plan.
Yes.
A lot of us don't talk in all that lingo, but
all the acronyms.
Yeah, acronym, there you go.
But when I completed the plan and everything, we did submit it, and she reviewed it unofficially and said that it looked great. So when y'all approved it and accepted to be submitted to the state and to the federal government, we shouldn't have any problems in going up the ladder.
Yes,
we need to wait to cover all state federal law as is.
Okay.
Make a motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Sweeney.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Dominey. Any other comments?
Yeah, I got one.
Yes, sir.
Here on page, I don't know what page it is, but it says for Road and Bridge Department / TxDOT, maintain a reasonable stockpile of emergency paving material. So all I know is where we're gonna get that money to stockpile that.
I knew that was coming. Hold on.
Do you have stockpile right now? You're already complying with the plan. I know Luke does.
Luke does. I guess we could get it from Sweeney.
Well, you know, when a disaster comes, it's all.
I think what he was trying to say was that general fund needs a stockpile or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's where he was going. He was just going to bring it out.
Do have, like, the four precincts have one person that they talk to. We don't have that, so I don't know if you'd have to have it per commissioner or if y'all have it be worked out between y'all. Like, okay, well, they got some over here. We'll borrow it and get it back to them.
Yeah, well, we're operating as a county. This is the county's plan, and it doesn't say we got to have four separate piles.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
Yes, sir.
For purposes of this plan, if push came to shove, if you don't have none stockpiled, and the culvert blowing into the schoolhouse went out, and we had to dump some. Commissioner Sweeney's not going to put a park in front of the deal and say you can't use that over here. You know, we're all working together. Any other comments? Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0. Is there?
There's a lot of them in there. I think it's each section.
No, man, we'll take care of what we need to take care of when time comes.
We always do.
No big deal.
Oh, okay. You got a. There's places that you have to sign, the sheriff has to sign. Is this, you got?
So the basic plan is that you're gonna have your signature.
I need to increase your little tabby budget so you can, whenever you got something like this for us to sign, it's helpful to have a place in there right by every signature page. And is that the one you wanna get signed?
Yes, sir, we can do this one. Now, the ESFs, we can, well, I mean, yeah, you got to sign all of them.
Well, I don't know if I got more stuff to do, but if you.
I don't know who was, he was.
Why don't the sheriff sitting right there, if you got some places for him to sign, why don't you approach him? He's sitting right there. Any of us that need to sign that are here, you could be gathering them up and then.
Hey, Jeff, will you make sure y'all send us a copy? Because me and Mark never got a copy of that.
Oh, did y'all not get the email?
Uh-uh.
We might have, but my email was kind of acting up last week.
Our whole phone system, you know, that was.
We'll get it printed out and bring you one.
Just bring it by the office.
Just send it electronically. That's how you do that.
I did.
That's okay. Thank you. You can have it. I can print it again.
Oh, you're good.
I am.
Well, we actually probably have.
Check with the secretary. Tracy, make sure you got the right one.
Our system has been down. Our phones, you can't even communicate.
Exactly.
Our phone system, our computer system, it's weird. Sheriff's Department couldn't even get a hold of us. They say it's between Frontier and they won't communicate. One blames one, the other one blames the other.
That's the first thing. I think Mark, you've got that pretty much fixed, right? The email.
Email.
Being kicked back.
Yeah, but it's not. But if the phone system's not working, it's still not. You can't get.
Phone system's separate.
Yeah.
One's blaming the other.
In your precinct, I don't think your internet's coming through the same provider.
It's not.
That's the phones.
And they won't out communicate. One blames one. One blames the other. It's just back and forth, man.
Item 22: consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve necessary actions, approval or termination of computer service agreements and. Approved alternate plan for in-house IT service. That's kind of a catch-all. We've got a lot of IT issues. We've got unsigned contract, I mean, an unapproved contract at the sheriff's office. The commissioner has got a contract that they were, I think the last time we had met, we talked about this a little bit and we need to get, we're not computer guys, so come on up here, Mr. Wells. I mean, we don't know what all we need. I think we asked to have you visit with the sheriff and see. That's one of the things about whether or not we need to. We're paying what? We paid $150,000 to a vendor that has an agreement that's not approved. I understand we're paying for like 87 different copies of Microsoft 365. I mean, just various things like that.
Mr. Jolly, you've got the guy behind you there. He's shaking his head. Is he here?
Yes. Once he talks, we're going
to do it. Okay. All right. Good deal.
Have y'all not talked? And we're just trying to come to a solution. So where are we at?
I have spoken with Chief Jolly several times. We're starting with the email section, and I've talked.
We changed emails because we were 3 or 4 years ago because we had lots of problems with the email. It was sponsored by Sierra. You set us up a new email for reasons that are unknown to me. The sheriff's office didn't want to. At that time, didn't want to switch. I think it has a lot to do with, it's a little bit of a pain to switch your email, but once you get up and running, it works pretty good, you know. But anyway, go ahead.
They have three email systems or providers. Right? They still have some accounts on Sarah, and they have accounts with me, and then they have accounts with Optimum. I've created email accounts for all of the employees, as far as I understand it, unless they've added some more.
We're also getting, I think somebody said we were paying like $4,000 a month to, I don't know, I may get this all wrong, but we're storing stuff on their servers, and they're just kind of like piggybacking, and why couldn't we get, we've had servers before, why couldn't we?
There are still servers there. That's a special deal. It's their body cams and their car cams, and the watch guard, as Chief Jolly's informed me, the watch guard machine's old, the camera's old, watch guard won't support it anymore.
Well, you've looked at what's going on. Have you identified some areas that we can try to save some money? We never had a $150,000 budget just for one department to do IT.
Well, absolutely. I continue working with him. Like I said, the first part is we'll get rid of the Office 365 email issue. Take us about a month. Gives his people time to notify everybody that.
Well, listen. Let me stop for a second. There are some contracts involved, and there's been a little bit of banter back and forth about canceling the contract. I see our district attorney is in here. Before we start talking about, I think there's probably a need to go into executive session and discuss the real legal ramifications of doing this. The sheriff and the chief and you and
Yes, sir.
Do you think so?
Yes, sir.
That is the last thing on the agenda. So
stand up, Mr. Johnny.
We need to. We also have the Virgins here. They also have the ones on part of that grant deal. The quotes that they gave us. They're also here to help us out with telling us all the security stuff that we're required to have by law and everything. And even our new email system that we just switched everything over.
But he's a third-party vendor. He won't be coming into the executive session with
us. For any questions that somebody has for something, he can give us expertise, information on that stuff. The biggest deal, like right now, even our email system, when we're signing on to them right now, the one we're just switching over to, we're getting a warning device telling us that it's not a secure site. So we got to change that so we can actually have the email system has to be a secure site because we don't want to have other problems. So I don't know why it's doing that. That's something me and Mark's, and I just found out about that prior to me coming here. But I didn't know about that. That's recent.
We're going to go into executive session and you can ask him all. I don't want to divulge what all our vulnerabilities are in open court here because they, you know, and he might, Mark may be able to answer that.
Sure.
What time is it?
10:17.
10:17. We're going to adjourn regular session, go into executive session to discuss with our district attorney the possible legal ramifications about these contracts and so on and so forth.
10:55.
Let the record reflect it's 10:55. We reconvene. We've been in executive session, discussed some items about our computer situation and the legal ramifications involved with our district attorney, and we're reconvening in regular session after adjourning executive session, and go back to item number 22, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve necessary actions, approval or termination of computer service agreements, and approve alternate plan for in-house IT. Well, that's a kind of a whole lot of possible action could be going on there, but I think we have an agreement with Precinct 3, Road and Bridge. It's, I think they're wanting to probably terminate their relationship, but and in order to do that, you have a 60-day time you're supposed to give notice, so I think there's been an arrangement made to basically pay, what is it, 6 months?
Yeah, and with just pay my 60 days so that I can get out of the contract that I did not make.
So I'd like, if I could hear some type of motion to that effect, is that a motion?
Yes, that's a motion.
All right. I have a motion by Commissioner Dominique to be able to terminate the contract according to the terms worked out with Quantum. I have a motion by Commissioner Dominey, a second by Commissioner Natuno. Are there any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 4-0. Commissioner Mars stepped out for a moment. All right, that's to terminate. We have another arrangement with the same vendor that was signed without approval, but they have been helping us with the computers and so forth, and at some point our IT department has gotten locked out, so they can't go over there and work on any of the sheriff's computers without him being able to have access to that system. So I think there's an agreement to give him access and let him see what he can do to help work on the situations with the email and other concerns, kind of like a step-by-step. And if I get out of line, Sheriff, tell me if I'm overstating what we're talking about, but I would entertain a motion. I take it by your silence that you're fine with what I'm saying. So I'd entertain a motion to approve having Mark Wills, the IT person, being given access to the computer so he can do day-to-day maintenance and whatever he can do to help things work a little better over there.
Make a motion that Mark Wills is allowed to have access to the Sheriff's Department's IT.
Whoops. Have a motion by Commissioner Sweeney.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Dominey to give
allow Mark Wills access to the Sheriff's Department IT.
To Mark Wills. Any questions? All in favor? Let the record reflect. It's any opposed? The ayes have it. It's 5-0, Commissioner Mars has made it back in the room. I don't think there's anything else that we need to do on that. Y'all know anybody that we have an IT position open to get, we approved in last year's budget, so y'all know anybody that's Cracker Jack IT person looking for a job, tell them to turn in an application.
Will it be on the county website?
I think it is, but I couldn't swear to that.
I think we have a job description for that?
Not yet.
Yeah.
We got one and we sent it upstairs to be approved.
Yeah. All right. Item number 6. Do we have any bills? Consider approval of claims.
Huh? That's your reimbursement? That's just something that you did? Or is that at? How much did it do? Good. Oh, yeah. That way it lasts a while. You ever have a black one up there, don't you?
Is this
well, it's bust open. Nah, it's awful. It's awful.
As far as you know, is that a cat? That one y'all brought?
I got to check this guy. I've been out there.
I'm pretty sure B. Allen is. I just don't really know about the other one.
No, I've made more than you check it.
It's dirt now.
How do you know the guy who owns the movie?
You're talking about from the altar? Well, I
guess he knows you. Yeah, I talked to him yesterday.
Some of it's sent directly by the
way. I talked to him. I have had his video phone.
In the morning?
No, he left afternoon.
He
said he comes to some of these meetings at night. He didn't seem like a nice guy. I know if they were
but the bills are different. I mean, sometimes they don't, but still.
I remember going out of joint from there. The older roads of it. I mean, I never frequented none of those establishments. Yeah, Red Carpet, yeah. I never frequented none of those establishments.
Hey, have we had anybody? Have we had anybody do the insurance check?
Hey, man, when you going to give me this stuff?
You know anybody?
She does. Christy's doing my call all the time to find it.
Huh? We had anybody do the insurance check? Have we had anybody do the retirement insurance yet?
No, we're still working on it.
Huh? I know, but do you think we're going to have anybody? Maybe Rosie?
We all look around and, well, did you look at it?
Well, the first one that we did, most of them still can't afford it. Because we only put, we didn't put the full amount.
For 400. But it would still affect my Rosie because she's on Social Security.
That's the sick. She's in the, some of them say they still can't afford it.
Oh, well,
I haven't talked to Rosie.
No, I'm just saying they
your stuff. That right?
Her.
Yes, this is online. No, sir. This is basically your book. This is my stuff.
Okay.
I've learned to do that. It makes it easier.
I'm just paying notes. Who?
Court today.
I mean,
I have court
and court. It might affect me. It might affect him. That's why.
One, two, three, four, five.
All that argument.
All of it.
All that argument, right? And look where it got us.
Sorry, I forgot. And that's why
you got there. Oh, we've been waiting, on that. I'm sorry. Oh, wow.
That's pretty rough.
Let me show Fred. She won't see
it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to touch it.
You can blow it up.
It's not recording.
Blow it up.
Yeah, but I mean.
There you go.
I was looking to see if it had a.
That's that subdivision she was showing us. Like,
oh, yeah.
We're going to let you look at it.
Oh, yeah, bad. I was curious as to who.
It's
who.
Bad. It's like,
sorry, I can't see it.
That's bad.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You mean your magnifiers?
To when the, like, the first
yeah, no kidding.
Came
yeah,
does it say what year it was done, though?
No. No, there's no date on it.
Wow.
But it's in the map cabinet, right?
No.
No.
Oh.
No, it's unreported.
Oh, that is kind of rough.
It's like in somebody's deed.
Yeah, backtracking it through
deeds. Deeds, wow.
We found it in somebody's old deed.
Wow. How far back did y'all go, you know?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
I
was all right. I just
Kermit curious. Gunter.
We've served like several
Kermit
of the
Gunter had a place in there.
Who?
Kermit Gunter. You see Kermit Gunter holds the place.
I don't know.
That's one of Mark's, used to be Mark's constituent.
Last night.
Yeah.
We've surveyed a lot of property down in there. On both sides of the road.
You found this attached to somebody's deed or something? That's one way to get it on record. That's not... Wow.
Before your time?
I was a youngster if it was. Yeah, probably so, yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd be.
Yeah.
Because if you don't remember,
I'm not familiar with that one, and I've dealt with a lot of them.
What's that?
I was just wondering if what's there something that's on his bills is
oh, no.
Causing
you. You opened it up already?
Yes, sir.
We've been waiting on that. I didn't know that.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mantuno to pay the claims or the bills.
I'll second.
I have a second by Commissioner Dominic. Any questions?
Hang on just a second. Hang on, let's see if I can get through all these.
Do we have any idea how much American Rescue left?
Ooh, 16,000 in holiday leave. That one person? Couldn't be. No, it's got to be. This is total.
How much?
That's still for people cashing out. So, if you leave here and you hadn't, and you still got holiday time on the books, you get paid out for holiday? Holiday leave taken. So, how do you even get there? Is that this person worked on the holiday?
Well, the sheriff's office do not take off for holidays. And
they're different.
If Road and Bridge has something going on, if they have
this discussion 8 years ago,
they don't take their holidays.
If we take off on a Friday, they back up and take off Thursday too. So
yeah,
they're already off on Friday.
On what's going on, but even for my office, when you've got things pressing like payroll or stuff like that, they work on holidays too.
We do too. We blade roads, everything.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's just a big number for holiday pay, $16,000.
That's mostly sheriff's departments that turn.
Do you look? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I had a question about the gun range.
About the what?
$3,600 a year for gun range time.
They have qualified every year.
Yeah, I remember when we bought that 2025 property, we talked about putting a gun range out there on that, and that talked about. You might have been here when we talked about that, but it never really materialized. And
we have one in Shepherd.
We have one in Point Blank too.
We have one in Shepherd. Feds shut it down.
So where are they?
Federal government shut it down. The feds, FBI.
What is that getting paid to?
180 guns.
Paying 3,600.
Right there on the
300,000 in cash.
I think they go to the one on Lowwater Bridge. They used to go to one in Alaska, but I think now
going to Mexico.
Lowwater Bridge. Oh, that's yeah. That's a good spot.
Page 3 of 8.
Yes, sir.
And you would.
I talk to the guy all the time.
There used to be a place called Bear Something.
Yeah, Bear over.
That's it.
Yeah.
So which one is it? On page 3?
Mm-hmm. $3,600.
This bill is sure for me.
Can you make me a copy and send it to
Trinity,
me?
Trinity Armory.
Just send it to my email.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That way you'll have it.
I see the 36.
I'd like for you to kind of look over it and
it just
think about
annual,
it.
Yeah, Trinity Armory.
Just think
again.
About it. What? What?
I was just saying, 18,000 at Quantum in there. 13,240, 2,200, 2,200.
That ain't counting crystals. Miss Dominique, excuse me.
Those are all those that y'all
we're talking about the Trinity Armory, I think.
Yeah.
He was talking about Quantum.
Yeah, I know.
Is that for a whole year at a time, I guess? Surely that ain't that much in a month.
Are we talking about?
They qualify once a year.
They have to qualify once a year.
Once a year.
Time.
Yeah.
So I see.
I don't know if it's
they're trying to make a one-time payment and they get them all qualified. And I'm assuming we're not just feeding all the sheriff's people. That's why is that the inmates coming in for about?
That's all inmates. Yeah, that's jail food.
Jail food. I would hope so, but man, I didn't know we
no,
paid
no,
them
the
for.
Sure.
In these things, there.
I would imagine the jail is probably eat there if they got a good cook. I mean, otherwise they'd have to eat
a low water bridge.
Yeah, I'm not every ship, but I'm looking at every
5, 6, 7, 10, 12,000.
Well, we've had inmates in there for the last month. But, wow.
12,000 for
meals.
Yeah. Hopefully they bought a bunch of hot dogs or something for that feed some of them next month.
Okay.
All right. Any other comments about the bills? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 5-0. Number 7. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote.
So
consider approval of budget amendments and revenue certifications.
She said no.
I didn't see any, but
I didn't either.
I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.